Dare watched Kenzie fight with something within herself, but knew there was nothing he could do if she weren't willing to share. The odd thing was he wasn't sure why he cared at all. She'd said she was fine, and he should just take that at face value. It wasn't like he knew her. They weren't friends. There was no reason he should know she was lying to his face other than the fact that he was a former cop, and now a bartender. But he knew she wasn't okay, and was trying to hide it. And while a small part of him might want to find out why, he pushed that to the side. He couldn't care. He didn't. And that was how it had to be.
You decide on what you want to drink?
He knew he sounded gruff, but hell if he could help it. Do you normally take everyone's orders even before the waitress can bring me my water? She sounded so damn snippy, yet part of him liked it. He wasn't going to comment on which part.
No, but I figured since you already said you wanted to start off on the right foot, I'd come over and ask.
He hadn't meant to come over at all, honestly. He'd figured Kayla could handle the table, but when he'd seen Kenzie react like she had to whatever she'd seen on her phone, he'd come right over. He hadn't liked the look on her face, but knew it wasn't his place to push any more than he already had.
Oh, she said after a moment, and seemed to gather herself. Well, can I just have some water and an iced tea? No lemon, please.
She looked down at the menu and nodded.
It's the same menu from dinner last night?
Dare shook his head.
No, it's slightly different. Fewer offerings and more geared toward bar food than the tapas we sell in the evenings. The weekend lunch menu is just like the night menu, though, since tourists are in more.
Kenzie nodded, her face set in concentration.
You sound like you know what you're doing.
Dare just stared at her when she looked up and winced.
Family's been at it for a while now. Pretty sure we can handle the menu of our bar. I'll get Kayla over here to help you with your order.
Sorry, she said quickly. I didn't mean to sound like such a witch just then.
She let out a breath, and Dare folded his arms over his chest. Kenzie rubbed him the wrong way, and he didn't know if it was because of her iciness or the fact that his parents had hired her without talking to the family first. Probably the latter if he were honest with himself, and that just annoyed him more.
I'll send Kayla over.
He started to turn, and Kenzie reached out and gripped his arm. He hadn't realized he'd been standing so close. He didn't pull away from her touch, but he wanted to. He hadn't been expecting the burn from a woman who'd basically just called herself ice.
I'm sorry, she repeated, meeting his gaze. I had a phone call earlier that rattled me, but that's no excuse. I told you before that I wanted to get off on the right foot, and I can't seem to find that with you.
Dare nodded.
Understood.